And this news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Good morning and happy Mother's Day from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. At 2 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 12th, the Huron County Election Commission will meet to review a proposed recall petition on a Huron County commissioner. Targeted for a possible recall is Huron District Number 4 Commissioner Steve Vaughn, regarding how he voted in 2025 on having a 15,000-acre cap on solar and battery energy storage facilities. Later, the Board of Commissioners sent the plan back to the Planning Commission to review the cap. However, the Commission could not agree on changes, so none were made. Now serving on the Election Commission are Probate Judge Julian M. Ferris, Clerk Lori Neal, and Treasurer Cheryl Yon. They'll convene in the probate courtroom to review the proposed recall petition to determine if the reason listed for a recall is clear and factual. If the petitioner's wording is approved, recall petitions will then collect the signatures of 816 registered voters in District 4, which consist of townships of Oliver, Chandler, Meade, and Colfax. If enough valid signatures are gathered, the recall issue will be on the November ballot. If the wording on the petition is rejected, the person who filed has the right to appeal the decision in circuit court, or they can refile new language. And voters have weighed in on two local school funding proposals in the May 2026 primary election. These are the official counts. In Grant Township, Precinct 1, the Cass City Public Schools bond proposal received 12 yes votes and 10 no votes, indicating a narrow margin of support among those casting ballots at this location. Meanwhile, in Seaboyne Township, Precinct 1, the Unionville-Seaboyne Area Schools sinking fund millage proposal passed with a stronger showing. The measure drew 457 yes votes, compared to the 277 no votes. These figures reflect official precinct-level results reported on May the 7th. And a 72-year-old Saginaw man is back behind bars facing multiple felony charges. Authorities say A.J. Strobel was lodged in the Saginaw County Jail on May 8th. He has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, one of the most serious sex offense charges under Michigan law. If convicted, Strobel could face maximum penalty of life in prison on each count. Court records indicate the case is now moving through the judicial process, with further hearings expected. Details surrounding the allegations, including when and where the incidents are alleged to have occurred, have not been yet fully released publicly. First-degree criminal sexual conduct charges in Michigan typically involve allegations of sexual assault with aggravating factors such as the victim's age or the use of force. Officials have not yet released additional information on this case at this time. And we'll return after these words from our sponsors.
The deer season sales event is here, and Tri-County Equipment is dropping serious savings on the tractors you've been waiting for. Right now, get $1,000 off select compact tractor models. Now through June 1st, save $1,000 on a 3025E, 3032E, 3038E, 4052M, 4052M heavy duty, and the 4052R compact utility tractors. Need something bigger? Take $1,000 off the legendary John Deere 5050E full-size utility tractor. Don't wait. Visit the nearest Tri-County County Equipment location because these tractors are on the lot, ready to go. But once the calendar hits June 1st, the savings are gone. Get to Tri-County Equipment during the deer season sales event and put a deer to work on your land today. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we have two obituaries today. Marjorie Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away Thursday, May 7th. She was born on March 4th, 1931 in Harbor Beach, and she went on to marry Edward Messing on May 1st, 1954. Marjorie is survived by her children, Edward Jr., Christine, Claire, Gregory, Jill, and special friend John Davidson. 19 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Marjorie will be Wednesday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish in Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow, and the arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And Marvin Messing passed away peacefully Sunday, December 14th, 2025, at his home in Mesa, Arizona, at the age of 87. He was born August 13th, 1938, in Ruth, Michigan, and went on to marry Lorreen Hileski in 1961. Marvin dedicated 65 years of his life to farming, and he is survived by his devoted wife, Lorreen, his 7 children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, and Joel, 14 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian burial will be held for Marvin Messing on Saturday, May 16th at St. Columbiaville Sheridan Corners Catholic Church at 11 a.m. Visitation will take place Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Funeral Home from 3 to 8 p.m. with a rosary taking place at 7 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 until time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered to the St. Columbiaville Cemetery Fund or St. Jude's Research Hospital. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Sometimes, after service, it feels like every step we take sets us back.
I'm so sick of this. Yeah. I can't do this.
Like we're getting buried under the weight of it all. There's always a path forward. We just have to find it. Listen to stories from veterans who've been through similar challenges at MakeTheConnection.net.
And we're back with a look at more news. President Donald Trump announced today that he expects a formal response very soon regarding the latest Washington-backed peace plan aimed at de-escalating regional tensions. The proposal follows a series of military exchanges that began in late February, which led to the temporary closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The administration remains optimistic about a diplomatic breakthrough, despite sporadic naval clashes reported earlier this week. Officials emphasize that the goal is a comprehensive deal that addresses both regional security and nuclear transparency. In a historic shift, Peter Mayar took the oath of office today as Hungary's new prime minister. His Tisza party secured a 2/3 majority in parliament, ending a 16-year leadership of Viktor Orbán in his Fidesz alliance. Mayar has pledged to reverse several of his predecessor's key policies, particularly those concerning judicial independence and media freedom. European Union leaders have expressed cautious optimism about this transition will lead to improved relations between Budapest and Brussels. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. and by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.